This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Speaking of Fortnite, that has been fueled by Generation Z.
Do we want to say Zed?
I do.
What about Gen Z?
Gen Z's? Anyway, they're now starting to do something that's, I don't think, healthy at all. And it's ghosting new jobs. So they will accept job offers online, and then the bosses will expect them to show up, but they'll apply for so many jobs.
You have to tell them that you're not interested.
Don't you? Like, I just think the ghosting thing in general is brutal. I think when it comes to dating, it's brutal. Think of a small business owner who's ready to, like, see their and meet their new staff member. Maybe they're coming in on a day off just to make the person feel welcome. And then just a no-show.
I used to manage a bar.
Yeah.
And you have no idea how stressful it would be, even on a Saturday day shift, if someone just didn't show up for their shift. Because then you have to remap the whole floor, give people more tables than they're comfortable with.
Exactly.
It's brutal. It is brutal. Brutal is the perfect word for it.
And like, even you have to have somebody on staff who's good at training this person who just doesn't show up. Ugh.
Yeah, no more ghosting, Kay. And in the dating world, I find it stressful that I've ghosted, but I've learned my lesson. It's never a good idea. People want to know what's going on. Because if you just ghost someone, they're going to be like, is it me? Is there something wrong with me? If you think there's something wrong with that person, tell them. Be like, I'm not interested because of this.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to work on this. It's just my opinion, but this. Because you're going to ghost them, they're going to have all these insecurities and issues because of it. And then they're going to have that with
garbage,
a new person.
That baggage.
That new person doesn't deserve that.
What do you think it is? Like, when you look at Generation Z, I know that a lot of the criticism is that they have lived a fairly padded life. Does that make sense?
No, like, it's a technology thing. It's easy to just ignore things when you're communicating through a device.
But like, I think in generations past, like if you look at our grandfather's generation, that tough conversations were something that just had to be had.
Because everyone went to the same barber shop.
Well, exactly. And like, yeah, you lost your foot this winter because it was cold. Whereas now it's like, yeah, no, I don't like hurting people's feelings. So I'm just going to be selfish and not have a tough conversation with them, which is garbage.
Yeah.
So having tough conversations is maybe the idea that should be promoted at young ages. Like if you actually have something to tell somebody and it's not just getting up on their business or their life, then do it.
You know, there's a lot of people that complain about coworkers, and maybe that coworker doesn't even know what they're doing wrong.
Right.
For example, one of my girlfriends was telling me that she has a coworker that is way too negative. Mm-hmm. So it stopped her from even wanting to ask that person, how is your day going?
Right.
Because they know it's just going to be an instant negative thing. Maybe that person doesn't even realize they're doing that. Say something to them, maybe they'll be like, oh, I don't want to be someone who's exhausting to talk to.
Yeah, she's thinking about friend ghosting this person. Yeah, enough with the ghosting. Little game changers, like unsubscribing from emails rather than just deleting them.
Every single day.
Well, we all put this stuff off, too. Like, that, it might be the most human thing that we all do. It's like, I was listening to a podcast that was talking about that this is the year that they're going to immediately, when they see something, that they're like, I'll do it later. Just do it now instead.
Well, Jen texted in saying, I always take 15 minutes to tidy the second I get home from work. I can relax better knowing that my house is looking all right.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I think so. Like before, even do it before you take off your work clothes. Like, don't get comfy yet.
Right. I've heard there's the like 20-second rule too. Whereas if you see something that needs to be done and you can do it in under 20 seconds.
Do it.
And that, like, that would keep you up on a bunch of stuff. Like, I'm the worst for that. I have a screwdriver that's been sitting just by my stairs. I haven't taken it down to the toolbox for, like, a week now. And every time I look at it, it gives me a little bit of anxiety.
When you're looking at it, bring it down? Like, that's crazy.
I know. It's one of those things, though.
Weird.
For example, you live in my house.
Yes.
You always put your dishes in the sink instead of the dishwasher.
That's not true.
It is.
It's not.
The kitchen is very messy when you bake, for example, you don't clean.
Okay.
Whereas I learned how to clean while I cook, and it's been a mind-blowing experience.
I'm sorry that every time I bake, it's a Pinterest fail, and then I have a meltdown and I have to leave.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's really nice cleaning up and not getting baking. That's I love that combo.
Okay, maybe I struggle with the sink, but I clean everything else in that house.
Yeah, you do.
Whatever. This text here from Ash says, I take 5 minutes to stretch every single day. A lot of my back problems are solved because I stretch. Michelle wrote in saying, I bring my toothbrush to work. So many of us have to go to the dentist way too often because we have cavities. Just brush your teeth. Going to the dentist is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Having that appointment, it takes 2 hours.
Yeah.
Then your mouth is numb. You can't eat any pasta salad after.
I dislike how they try to upsell you on stuff too now at the dentist. Like, hey, you know what you could use?
Like, what are they upselling you on?
You could really use a sleep. Nah.
Oh, like a mouth thing.
I'm guard. Like, oh, let me guess. My work doesn't cover it. Okay, and you're just making a bunch of money off it? Right on. Learn to accept compliments, Van texted in.
Ooh.
Don't just qualify them. Definitely don't reject them. Learn to accept them. It goes a long way.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Pack your gym bag the night before. Otherwise, you are not going to the gym the next day, sister girl. It's not going to happen.
Did you pack yours last night?
Nope.
Matt saying that one thing he's done is he'll meal prep for the week and then he writes all the things he's having for dinner on sticky notes.
Okay.
And he puts them on the fridge and every day he comes and just takes off a sticky note and it reveals what he's having for dinner that night.
Oh, that's fun.
Right?
Okay, question though. How many days do you meal prep for? Like, doesn't your chicken get slimy after day 4? Serious question.
Yeah, I don't like to eat things. We've talked about this before, like more than 2.5 days in the fridge and I'm like, nah.
So if that were me, there'd be the sticky note and I would reveal, oh, right, Cheerios. I'm so excited.
Exactly.
Jessica wrote in, again, we're talking about little things that just make life easier for you. She says, just fold the laundry and put it away. It's not that hard. And it just feels so much better than having a couch full of laundry.
Do you feel like most of these texts and calls that we're getting are people like motivating themselves?
Yeah, like they're talking to themselves. They're not doing what they're suggesting to do.
So vow to change these things. Your friend Cass is on the phone and is going to make a vow, but I've been calling her Kathy while she's on hold, and I think it's bothering her. Okay, you're up, Kathy.
Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, what's going on?
I have a stupid thing.
Okay.
That's, like, so easy. So, like, every night I keep, like, a water bottle beside my bed.
Yep.
And sometimes, like, it'll be empty before I go to bed. And I could easily just quickly go into the kitchen and fill it up because I know I get thirsty in the middle of the night. I won't. And then I'll wake up, like, so parched in the middle of the night that I need to actually, like, get up out of bed, go down to the kitchen, fill up my water bottle, chug it, and then by the time I get back to bed, I'm, like, wide awake and my sleep is ruined.
So now you're vowing to always fill up your water bottle as you go up to bed.
Yeah.
If you screw this up, you have to change your name to Kathy.
No.
You said a couple of your friends have Culligan machines beside their bed.
Oh, yeah. They just keep them right beside their bed. So even when, especially when they're hungover, they just roll over and fill up their glass.
Yeah, I've seen
and it's cold.
The mini fridge beside the bed with like Gatorade in it. And you're like, you drink a lot, huh?
You're prepared for those hangovers.
I keep these rolling in. We're learning lots today on your education superstation.
It's Clueless Karaoke
with Ryder and Lisa.
So, Nicolas Cage is in a fairly dark place. I mean, broken marriage, tough thing to handle, but it was only 4 days deep into their marriage when they called it quits. Since, he's done back-to-back nights at karaoke bars performing Purple Rain by Prince in a fairly aggressive manner.
Purple Rain! Purple Rain!
Woo!
Okay, so there's angry people recording it that are singing along. They're getting into his mood.
But he was
They're
the one that was like the death metal version.
Yeah,
in
like
there.
Some people go to therapy, others go to karaoke, and that's totally fine. Maybe it will make you feel better if you just sing a song that you love.
Oh, get it out
with anger.
So we decided because Purple Rain's a pretty soft loving song that we wanted to do a song that doesn't have a lot of aggression, but add some aggressive nature to it.
You got me in some type of way.
Meaner.
Ain't used to feeling this way.
That's better.
I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
But I know I shouldn't think about it.
Yeah.
Took one look at your face.
No.
Now I want to know how you taste.
Come on.
Usually you don't give it away.
Yeah.
But you know I'm out here thinking about it. Then I realize she's right there.
This is really good.
And I'm at home like, damn, this ain't fair. Break up with your girlfriend. Cause I'm bored. You can have it in the morning. Yeah, like it's yours. Wow, I feel great.
Yeah, I feel really good
too. Okay, Nicolas Cage is onto something.
A mom who is very busy. Apparently she had time to write a very long-winded post.
I bet it was during her kids' naps.
But she made some incredibly valid points, and it might be the most relatable thing a lot of you parents out there hear in a while.
It pretty much lays out the extreme pressures that are placed on working mothers and mothers in general. It says here, make sure you're breastfeeding for at least a year, so take 2 to 3 pumping breaks a day at work, but don't let that throw you off your game or let you lose your focus on your job. Lose that baby weight, get back into shape as quickly and gracefully as possible. Make sure you get 8 hours of sleep a night so you can work out, work, and care for your family. But also make sure you're getting up at 5 a.m. to work out, unless you want to do it after your kids go to bed when you also need to clean the house and get life ready for the next day. Maintain a clean, Pinterest-worthy house. Take down the Christmas lights. Recycle. Find all the lost things. Moderate the lights and the fights. Be fun, be firm, read books, have dance parties. Maintain the schedule for the entire family. Birthday parties are coming up. Make sure you have a present. Ensure your kids are learning how to swim, play instruments, read, ride a bike, be a good human being, eat their vegetables, wear their sunscreen, drink water, say please and thank you. Do not forget to dress as their favorite book character for school on Monday. They also have to wear something yellow on Thursday. If you have more than one kid, you need to buy shoes approximately every other day. Also, they're going to lose their winter coats, their shorts, their pants. Oh, remember that dog that you got before you had kids? They're getting old. They need expensive surgery. They also need to be walked, a new bed, and they stink. Kids have lots of doctor's appointments monthly if they're babies. Specialist appointments, especially if they have extra needs. School conferences, parents' night, back-to-school night, craft night. Make sure you're taking your vacation time. Pack those meals. Date your spouse. You should probably have a hobby, too. Make sure you have friends. Self-care is important. Get into shape, like I said. Go to the dentist. Get your eyes checked. Get your skin checked. Go to your therapist. Don't wear yoga pants or a mom bun because society's going to mock you. This sounds so exhausting, and it makes me realize that's why my sisters don't text me back for 3 days.
Yeah. No.
What?
This was definitely written over a fat glass of white wine, right?
And this is a mom who has a husband who also helps with all of those things. Think of all the single moms and dads out there that have to do all this. And this is why you see a lot of people who aren't having kids until they're in their 30s. I'm a 29-year-old woman. I read this post and it terrifies me. I can barely take care of myself, let alone a child.
Yeah, I think you adjust.
Yes, and I'm sure it's worth it. All of it's 100% worth it if you're listening right now and you're a parent.
But there are even a lot of people that say that it's not.
Sometimes you're just like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
You kind of laugh through the tears. So just a heads up to everyone listening, Mother's Day is coming up. Do something nice for your mom. Maybe give a nice compliment to a friend of yours that's a mother.
Mm-hmm.
We did share this post on Hot 107, so go give it a like, tag your friends in it, and just let them know you're thinking about them and say, I got a glass of wine waiting for you, sister.
Well, honestly, when you hear that, you know Mother's Day is coming in what, just under 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's the least that you can do is put some time and effort into a gift that's going to mean something. Even if it is just like a fat box of white wine. Big part of Miss Congeniality involved today's date.
Describe your perfect date.
It's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Exactly what I'm wearing today.
Yeah, your windbreaker. It's perfect for today's weather. High of 10, a little bit windy.
That reminds me, that clip off that movie of the real life moment involving Demi Lovato. Here's just a bit of that.
And your favorite dish.
So she was asked what her favorite dish is.
My favorite dish. I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand.
No, I mean, I get it. I like mugs for that reason too. But I think she meant what kind of food you like. Poor Demi.
I love her.
We all make mistakes. I have those moments too. It's fine.
Ariana Grande tonight, Rogers Place.
Imagine going. A lot of people are like, Lisa, you're in radio? Can you hook me up with some tickets? I'm like, I want tickets.
Yeah, my buddy wants me to hook him and his twins up with tickets. I was like, I'm not even taking my daughter. And she's a big fan. Like, they're a hot commodity, and the tickets that are selling now are very expensive. So, like, that's the thing when you look at how much you have to pay to get into some of these shows. It's like, okay, so either a trip to Mexico or we go to Ariana Grande.
Honestly, though.
Like, legit, if you got top-of-the-line tickets right now on StubHub or whatever, you're probably looking at $400 a piece. You could travel for that. I have a rough time justifying that. Because then all of a sudden I'm doing the math in my head like, all right, well, every song is costing me $65 right
Ryder,
now.
Ryder, you can't think like that.
I do,
it's
though.
It's about the experience.
Yeah, I don't know.
Plus, how does she do it with such a tight ponytail? Don't you have a headache?
Like performing that much?
Performing with a ponytail that tight.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
just so talented. So yeah, if you are going to Ariana Grande tonight, remember, clear bags only.
Mm-hmm.
If you show up with an opaque purse or backpack, you will not be allowed in. It won't be allowed in.
I would mess with security if I was going in.
Ryder, well, this is a serious thing.
I know. And I'm not saying mess with them, like put in something fake dangerous.
Oh, okay. What do you mean then?
No, just like a nude.
Because it's clear.
It's a clear bag. So if you just had like a nude Polaroid of you like riding a horse, I think that would be like, what is this?
Or just like print off a bunch of pictures of Guy Fieri and just have those in your bag. They'd be like, what?
Like 17 condoms and that's it?
No.
You can really mess with security. That's what I'm saying. Even go like a little bit disturbing, like a bunch of blown in Kleenexes, like blow
Ew.
Your nose in a bunch of Kleenex, or like a nosebleed Kleenex.
No.
Well, just think
that
of something.
Is the problem with the clear bag policy, though. It's like, well, what if I don't want people to see that I have tampons?
Or like that I clip my toenails and put them in my purse.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.